Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. We're actually on the Mishnah. We're going to just redo the Mishnah on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Four lines from the bottom. There we go. Says the Mishnah. So we learned already that there was a whole discussion on the ashes of the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach. What's the story with the ashes and the outer Mizbeach? Can you be over Me'ila or not? On those ashes, remember? I was saying it was Machloket, if it's before the Truman session, after the Truman session. There are two other things in the Beis HaMikdash that have ashes. One is the menorah, and one is the inner mizbeach. So what's the story with those ashes? So the story is, those ashes are taken and they're put outside with the outer ashes every morning. They're taken from the menorah, they're cleaned out, the mizbeach HaKetoret is also cleaned out, and those ashes, it's not ashes, it's really garbage, whatever, junk, all taken out together with the outer mizbeach ashes, same deshen, it's lumped together. Correct. One's a menorah. So here we go. Dishan mizbeach hapanimi, the ashes of the inner mizbeach, beha menorah, and the menorah, lo nanin, there's no meila on it, right? However, the ain ma'alin, below ma'alin, but there is no me'ila. Why is that the dichotomy? There's no pasuk that is also me'ila. There's no rule, there's no pasuk, right? However, we'll see in a minute. Now, hamakdish dishan batchila ma'alin bo. However, after you, look at Rashi, hamakdish dishan. Dishon batchila molimbo. Klomar, la'achar sheiniach dishon mizbeach ha'pinim v'ha'menorah. B'makom sheminiach shumas hadesh shal v'chachiton. After you take the mizbeach ha'pinim and the menorah refuse and put it together with the other other deshen, then you will be over me'ila. Why? The efshar, impossible. The lo lidchu be'porta la'ach. It's impossible for the deshen of the outer mizbeach not to mix. Ulahachi molin bekulu. If we over meila, we said the outer mizbeach deshen, you are over until you take it outside the city. While standing over here, it's a whole pile of garbage. You are over meila. The mizbeach panimi and the menorah, you're not. But once it gets mixed up, it's impossible. It's impossible to differentiate. All get stuck together, and if we are over meila. Now, a completely unrelated halacha. Torin, birds, shalohi giyazmanam, that have not yet reached their zman, meaning they're too young. Ubneyona, and other bneyona, turtle doves, sh'avar zmanam, that are too old. Again, lo nanin, v'lo malin. There's no me'ila either way. You're not allowed enough from them because they're still special. You makdish them, whatever. However, below ma'alim, there is no me'ila. Okay? Now, Gemara is going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah. Now, Bishlom mizbeach achitzon. I understand why the outer mizbeach had the rule of me'ila by the deshen. The chzivbe, it says, v'samo etel ha-mizbeach. Meaning, there's a certain kind of chashivas we'll give it to this deshen, and therefore you're still over me'ila. Ella, mizbeach ha'pinim imenolam. What about the inner mizbeach? How do you know that there's a me'ila by the inner mizbeach, right? Amar Belazar, the Amar Kra. Okay, now, this pasuk is complicated. It says like this. This is the olat ha'ov, it says, right? That you, what do you do with the olat ha'ov? You do malika, and you squeeze it onto the wall of the mizbeach, the olas ha'ov, and it says, "The hasir es mor also, you remove the crop, right? Benotz also, and its feathers, right? Where am I? Right, and then the puzzle continues. The puzzle continues. The leaf was not in the Gemara. The leaf was left it out, but the puzzle continues and says." Behishlich also, and you should throw it etel hamizbeach, right next to the mizbeach, kedma in the eastern side, el makom hadeshen, in the place where the deshen is. Okay? Now, I already know that Mizbeach HaChitzon things go on the eastern side by the Makom HaDeshen. So why did the Mishnah have to say, why did the Pasuk have to say it again? It was extra. Says the Gemara, Im Eino Inyan LeMizbeach HaChitzon, I already know that this is the spot for the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Well, how do I know that? Because I already know there's a Pasuk about Trumas HaDeshen where it says, the hair mes hadeshen, the samo eitalam. I already know that. So now you Indian limits be'ach hapanimi. Therefore, it must be this is an allusion to a limud for the inner mizbeach. Okay, stop right there. So I was reading the Chavetz Chaim about something completely unrelated about gezela. There's a whole kuntras about gezela, and he says in there very interesting hashkafen point. Why unrelated, but it's related. Why is it? You have to remove the hair, the feathers of a bird. Why do you remove the feathers of a bird? You don't do that by an animal. You check the animal the way it is, and that's all. Why are you removing the feathers of a bird? What's the reason? Is there a reason for that? So he says, because birds are able to fly, and they can go wherever they want, and eat whatever they want. So the feathers enabled the bird to be over, so to speak, gazelle. In anyone's yard, anywhere they want, they just eat whatever they want. Animals can't do that. So you remove the feathers to show that we're not machshav this gzeila. So let's be taking the gzeila away. That's not a to tell you how far the Torah has to use gzeila, that the feathers of the bird have to be removed. No? What? No, so animals don't do that. They can't. It's not shy for them. Birds, it's so much more ease to just go and... Okay. Anyway, so there's an extra pasuk over there by the birds. It's an extra place, an extra time, where the Torah mentions that the Deshah goes to the outer Mizbeach. I know that already. It must be talking about the Deshah of the inner Mizbeach, right? Yes, the Gemara, maybe it's also the outer Mizbeach, and to tell you that it's Ma'akev. We know that when it comes to Dinim of Kodshim, when the Torah repeats it, it's to be Ma'akev. Ema, Idi v'Idi Mizbeach HaChitzon. Maybe they're both by the outer Mizbeach. V'Lekvol O'Makom. And the reason why he says it again is to tell you, no, this is B'davka. There's no messing around with this din. Look at Rashi. Ema idi v'idi. Kra, listen to this Rashi. This can't be Rashi, you'll see why. Kra b'dishon. The pasuk by Dishon ha mizbeach achiton ma'iri. Maybe really this pasuk is talking about the mizbeach achiton. V'ha d'shana alav ha'kasaf lehishlich. Why does the Torah say it again? I'll tell you why. To be specific, that the throwing of the feathers of this bird, and I don't have a makar that you're going to have be over me'ila on the inner mizbeach deshen. There's no makar. Listen to this. It never in the Torah talks about the deshen of the inner mizbeach. Never. The high diksiv v'dishno es hamizbeach. You want to tell me there's a pasuk over there that says v'dishno es hamizbeach? Hahu b'shas matzos komari. That's when they're traveling. That wasn't a halacha about the rules of the deshen of the mizbeach hapanimi. That's just mentioned b'derech agav regarding the traveling. Where's that pasuk? Right? The pasuk is in Bamidbar, Perek Dalid, pasuk Yud Gimel that says V'dishno kasher hayu notim, right? V'dishno es hamizbeach, which is talking about the traveling. That's the Rashash. So the Rashash suggests that whoever wrote this, the Talmud made a mistake. Of course, Rebbe didn't make a mistake. The Talmud, the guy who wrote it, made a mistake. But somebody made a mistake. Doesn't make any sense, right? Interesting. There's a little. Okay, fine. Very good. So the Gemara answers, no. Im kain lemakra eitel hamizbeach. If that were true, the Torah should have just said eitel hamizbeach. My hadeshen. Why do I have to repeat the word hadeshen? Dafilu mizbeach hapanimi. Even the deshen of the inner mizbeach. And then what about the deshen of the menorah? So now. Menorah, minolan. How do you know the menorah? How do you know what about the menorah? the deshen of the menorah, also you're going to be over me'ilah when it goes to the main pile of deshen. How do you know that? Deshen ha-deshen. Right? So Rashi says, miribiyuza dehei, from the extra hay, asi deshen ha-menorah. We learn the deshen of the menorah. One line Tosva says, menorah menolon, see the Tosva there? The deshen he ate al shana, deshen ha-deshen. Klomar. Gzeir Shava. Deshen, Nafkalon, Mimizbeah. It's Gzeir Shava, Deshen by Menorah, Deshen by Mizbeah. Asks the Chidu Mikubat says, but it never says the word Deshen by the Menorah. Not at one place in Shas. Never, in the Torah, never says it. Rashi makes, when I read the Gemara before, I even looked at the Rashi, and then Mepharshim, Deshen Had, you have it all the time. Deshen Had, the extra hay teaches you the Menorah. Says Tosas, not Gzeir Shava. Right? So, Shitimikabeta suggests, you know, we have, it's actually the Makars in this week's Parsha, that you can have a Gzeir Shava with different words. Right? Shava Kohen, Ubah Kohen. Right? Different words. But same theme, so you can have a Gzeir Shava. So maybe Tosaf meant to write that Deshen and the Tivo et Hanero, it's the same idea, cleaning out the menorah. Right? So why wouldn't Torah Tosaf say that? Also, what does it mean, Deshen HaDeshen? It's such a difficult answer. Deshen ha-deshen means deshen tetivu ha-neiro. Strange, but difficult, like what does Tosaf mean over here? Okay. Yeah. That if you took the deshen of the Mizbeach HaFanimi, and there was deshen, because there was a Ketoret burnt every day, you took that deshen, put it to the main pile of deshen, sold it, you're going to be over me. Correct. The first line of the Mishnah is, while it's still there, while it's still in the menorah, there's no deshen. Correct. That's what Rashi said. That's why I read that Rashi. Okay? Next. No, the word, next word, deshen, teaches you the mizbeach, and the hay teaches you the menorah. Okay? Next. Now, we ended off the last part of the Mishnah said, that if the bird is too young or too old, depending on the bird, right? There's no you're not allowed to have enough of these birds because it's still touching, but there's no meal. Okay? Now, I don't know, like in the Messiah, this is one Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer, you have to just pretend that there was no Gemara. Rav Shimon continues, Rav Shimon Omer, no. Torin Shiloigi is manam molin behem. If it's too young, you are over Me'ilah. No question about it. If the bird is too young, you are over Me'ilah. However, B'nei Yonah, Sha'avaz Mano, if it's too old, then I agree. Lo Nanin, V'lomo L'behen. There is no Me'ilah. So Rav Shimon argues. What's the Machlokas about? So, says the Gemara. Now, by the way, Mishlam, Rav Shimon, sure makes much more sense. So it must be, I don't know, I didn't look at the Mishnayot if they separated. Maybe they separated it because they wanted to say this whole thing with the Menorah and the Mizbeah, and then they'll go back to the Torah. I know. Now, Bishlom Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon actually makes sense. Why? Kidiktoni Taima. He gives a reason why he holds that the bird that's too young is yet the healer. Why? Shai Rav Shimon Omer. Because Rav Shimon held, Kol Haroi La'achar Zman. If something will be Roy tomorrow, not Roy right now, but it will be. V'igdisho B'soch Zmano. And you makdish it now. Harehu below sase. You are over below sase. However, the ain bo karos. But there'll be no karos because it can't be brought. What on earth is an example of that? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi is like a little bit down. It's actually right before the lines get wide. Rav Shimon Omer. The case is like this. Hashochet otso b'yespino b'kachim. If you shechen a mother and a son on the same day, and by the way, otso b'yespino does apply to kachim. Rashi's going to say that again. Such a thing. Also, so you did both of them, however, bachot, sheni, effectively you did bachot. Right? So it's not even a carbon anyway. Harehu below sase. Are you over the low sase of shkute chut? After all, it wasn't royal to be a carbon. Why? Check with the mother an hour ago. So the answer is, you are over. You're not going to get carbon. Take it courage because it wasn't able to be brought. But you're definitely over. Why? Because there's nothing inherently wrong with this animal. It's just too early. You have to wait tomorrow, till tomorrow. Nothing wrong with it. Right now, it's too early. Wait till tomorrow, it'll be fine. Just like the bird. The bird's too early, so what? In a few weeks, it'll be fine. That's his shita. That makes perfect sense. Right? Harehu belosase de osov yesbeno. You're over the losase de osov yesbeno. But the inbo kares. But there's no kares. Why? Shahir of Shimon Omer. Kol haroi lovo lachazman. Whatever will be roi later, can go and zet like this animal. Shahiro lishchot lamachar. It's going to be ready to be shechted tomorrow, flifnim. B'shachto bachot. You shechted it outside. That's, according to Shimon, that's not nothing. That's not nothing. You're right. Right now, I couldn't bring it. It's not nothing. Hareze over below sase. You're over a lav. What lav are you over? You're over the lav of Osov Yespino. Ah, it couldn't be brought anyway. So what? They invoke karas of Vishayna Miskadal of Nim. All right, there's no karas because it couldn't be brought. Right? The Isser Osov Yespino, no ignami with kachem. Osov Yespino, by the way, doesn't apply to kachem. The Hani Torim Nami, same thing by the birds. Jagdishan Kodam Zmanam, you makdish it too early. Hoel v'yiyu ru'uyin la'akar mikan. It's going to be good tomorrow, a few weeks when it grows up. Hashtanami is puhu me'ila. So too, there is me'ila now as well. Good? Now, back to the Gemara. Ela Rabbanon. But according to the Rabbanon, why is this not me'ila? Maishna mi'mechusar zman. Why is this different than mechusar zman? What on earth does that mean? Back to Rashi. Maishna mechusar zman. The behema. Why is this different than the mechusar zman of a behema? What's the mechusar zman of a behema? Well, it has to be 8 days old, right? Sounds kated. Here we go. The kaimalan shenichnas ladir leizaser. You bring all your herd into the pen for mice and behema. Damrina prepared mice and behema. Mechusar zman nichnas ladir leizaser. What if the animal's too young? It was born yesterday. 1 day old. 2 days old. But it went into the pen to be counted for mice and behema. And look at that. That's the one that comes after number 10. What's the story with that animal? Has to be 8 days old to be a carpet. So the answer is, wait 5 days. That's all. It doesn't change. It doesn't mean it's not kadosh. Of course it is. You have to wait a few days. It's old enough. Right? Zmuchus zman nichnas ladir leitzaser diyalaf havalaf army bechar tigderishav from bechar ma bechar kadosh of neitzmano shekadosh birechem so the bechar is kadosh even in the womb already. Ah, zmuchus zman nami sheeno ben shmona, it's not 8 days old yet. However, kadosh of neitzmano, it's kadosh right this minute. So it's 2 days old. The car of lachas mano, all you have to do is wait 6 days. That's all. Does that mean is that kadosh? Of course not. Right. The Hani Torah Nami, same thing with the birds. Lekadshi kodem zmanam umalbohu. So fine, so it's two, a few weeks, it has to be a certain age. So it didn't reach an age yet. So therefore what? You're right, you can't bring it right now. Does that mean it's not kadosh? Everybody holds a Maitre Sheni. I forget, remember Shimon with the Osev Esbeno. That's already only him. Everybody holds from the Maitre Behemoth. What's going on here? So why do the Chachamim hold that there's no Me'ila? Everyone should be Me'ila. Good? So, Amri, the answer is like this. Back to the Gemara. Mechusar zman, if it's too young, like an animal, mididahabi abalmum, davar pidyonhu. Because a balmum, as an animal, could have a mum, it's bal pidyon, it could be redeemed. Aval hani opos, but birds, kivon de ein mum, posel ba opos, since there's no mums, the posel birds, ein la opos pidyon. There's no pidyon by opos. Therefore what? Therefore what? Where am I? Oh, the next Rashi. The next Rashi says Amri, right? Amri. See Amri? See the Rashi of Amri? Lo dami mechusas man de behema mechusas man de ofo. Don't compare these two mechusas man. Why? The higher time is the mechusas man de behema kadosh. Why is mechusas man by behema good? Yes, good. But nice to behema, the animal's only 2 days old. Why is it yes good? Because Mididahavi abalmum. It's no different than a balmum. No different than a balmum. The behema devar pidyonu. And a balmum can be redeemed. The migu, the chashiva, the itzbe kedusha, kashihi baralas mum, just like a balmum has certain kedusha, itzba kedusha, nami, Kishahu Mechutz Zman. So it has Kedusha, even though now it's Mechutz Zman. Aval Opo, by bird, you can't say it. Why? Because there is no mum by bird. Hoel, be'ein mum, potel be'opot. There's no psul of mum by birds. There is a psul missing an eva. But there's no psul by samba mum, right? Its beak is broken. There's no mum like that. De'ein tamos v'zachmas be'opot. There's no rule of males by birds. It could be any gender. There's no rule of mum. No such thing. Be'ein le'opot pinyon. There's no way to be poed at birth. It's missing this. So big deal. It's broken over there. Who cares? Doesn't make a difference. There's no pidyon. Hachanami, last book of Kedusha, Mechutz Zman Da'ov. So too, there's no such thing as Kedusha too early. That's the answer. You hear that answer? That's what Rashi just explained. That's what they're all assuming. It's a considered a type of mum. That by the hema, you have a way out. If we add it, it can be poded. All right, that Adam had a mum, so I'll sell it to you. So wait for it has a mum ready. Right. No, that's too old. So it's too old. That's a different story. Now you blew it. Nothing you can do with it. The only time Shimon had was too early. Too early, so wait around. But we read around by Maisa Behemoth, we read around. So the answer is yes. You know why we read around? Because it has Kedusha, that if something's wrong with it, we can be podim. By birds, if there's something wrong with it, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. A bria like this. So therefore, there's no podim. Now there's a different thing wrong with it. What else is wrong with it? It's too young. You know what? It's not Kedusha. I hear your... No, I wouldn't have thought that at all. Now, here, Amar Ula, now the Ula is going to say something a little bit similar to you, Mati. Amar Ula, Amar B'Yochanan, how about this? Kachim Shemesu, what if the animal died? Dead animal. It was coded. I designated it as Machdish by animal, and it died. So what do we do with that animal? Yatsu Midei Me'ila, Dvar Torah. There is no Me'ila. There's no more Me'ila, right? As Rashi explained, it can no longer be brought as a carbon. You can't even be poded, because what are you going to do with the animal once you poded? Give it to the dog? We're not poded kachim to give to the dog. Nothing you can do with this animal. Therefore, you're not over me'ila. Okay? Yashiv Ula, Ula's sitting around, the ka'amar laha shmaita, and he said this over, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Rabbi Chista, Chista to Ula, man shmalach le Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach, your Rabbi said this? Your Rabbi said this din? No me'ila by a dead animal. Where did the kedusha go? What do you mean there's no me'ila? Where did the kedusha go? Just because it died, the kedusha went away? Should that be your question? Amalei, what do you mean? Tikshi masnitz and torin. Didn't we have our mission said the exact same thing? Shlomi giyazmanam. Okay, that was that we did already. Now bnei yonah sha'arvazmanam. Once it's too old, what do we say? The mishnah and nobody argued. I'm sure it didn't argue. Lo nanin v'lo malin. There's no me'ila anymore. Why? Because it's too old. Hachanami. Nema. Kedusha Sheben Hechen Halcha. Where'd the Kedusha go? Why are you not over me'ila? I don't know what's going on here. Amalei. So, whether you read Amalei or not. Modina Lach. I agree with you. De'ika me'ila derabanan. You're right. Of course, in both cases, me'ila derabanan. Me'ila derabanan. 100%. Why is there no meal deraisa? I don't know. But there's meal derabanan there is. But kashali, wait a minute. Right? Mi'ik amidi de meikara lo isbe mi'ila. It's such a thing that in the Torah there's no mi'ila. Full of itself isbe mi'ila. And now the derabanan there's going to be mi'ila now. The end? Someone says velo. We just had a mission like that. Mi'ik adam. What about dam? De meikara les ba mi'ila. Originally we said there is no mi'ila in the base of mi'ila. There's dam. Ula basov, it's be me'ila. And when it goes into the Nachal Kidron, right, and it goes out of the pipe and it winds up over there is me'ila. Of course it's a thing. Titnan, dam betchil ein molibo, yotel Nachal Kidron molibo. Right? You have me'ila. Amri, now, hasam, by the dam, Nami Ika Me'ila Me'ikara. There is Me'ila Me'ikara. I can give you a situation where you can have Me'ila Da'oraisa by Dam. Therefore, we will go there, Me'ila Da'rabanan, after the Mizbeach is all done and the blood winds up in the Kidron Valley. Where it happens to be Me'ila Da'oraisa by Dam. Tell you how. Dama Rav, Hamak is Dam, Lebehemas Kachim. Let's say a guy walks over to an animal, sticks a needle in it, and pulls out some Dam. Right, you take Dam out of an animal, it's waiting online for a carbon. You heard that the Dam of an animal is a glue for parnasa, so you go over to the animal and you take Dam out. Right? Now you have Dam there. Isn't that Dam subject to Me'ila? Hamak is Dam Leiras Kachim, Asr Bahana, Umolimbo. Right? Look at the top Rashi. Also Dam Shehikiz, the Dam that you just took out, Asr Bahana, Umolimbo. The kib on the low chazil is rika. You can't do zrika with this dam. It's dam before the shechita. You can't do zrika with that. That's not, right? That's crazy. So chashiv ki gufa de behema. It's no different than the goof of the behema. It's like cutting off the hide or shearing some of the wool and telling it. You can't do that. That's pure meila. The molinvo. The kib on the ispe hai meila meikara. Since there could be meila. Therefore, Mishum Hachi is be Me'ila Namil Achashiyot and Achal Kidron. Therefore, the Chacham will go there. You could find a situation where blood could be Isser Me'il Daraisa. Therefore, it goes to Durabanam. Aval Torin, by birds, the Lo Havi be Me'ila Me'ikara. Cloud. There's no such thing as Me'ila by birds. Ever. Therefore, Vakashali. Therefore, Akashal. How could you compare the Dam to birds? Where do you have a situation where there's no Me'ila, but yes, Me'ila Darabanan afterwards? Once it gets too old, he says it's Me'ila Darabanan. How can it be such a thing? Dam's completely different. Dam could even be beforehand. So, that's why he had a kasha. That's why we had a kasha. Rav Chista had a kasha about that. Now, Gufa. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Hamak is down, let us catch him. If somebody's bloodlet, what do we say? If somebody's bloodlet, Asr Bahana. Asavana, Umolimbo, the over Me'ila. Again, it's no different than, you know, going over there with some scissors, snipping off some hair of the animal, and telling you, yeah, let's do that. It belongs to Hashem still. Masa from Hamnuna. Rav Nuna asked the following question. What about Chalev Hamukdashin? What about the milk of a cultured animal? Or Beitei Torin? What about the egg? The Mishnah on this next page is going to say, Lo Nanin, Lo Mol. There is no Me'ila. Why on earth not? Right? Why on earth is there no Me'ila? Right? After, why not? What? What'd you say? Why is it not? Because no, if you walk over to the animal and the animal laid eggs, those eggs are not Me'ila. Why is it different than Dam? Exactly. We just said there's no that there's Me'ila on Dam. If you beforehand, why? Because if you're taking out from the carbon of Hashem. So why is milk any different? So Amrilay, no. Ki kamrin on gabe dam. You know why dam is Me'ila? Because the low mitzkayem is below dam. Because an animal can't live without dam. Avo chalav, the common kind of below chalav low. But he doesn't need milk to live. The Ola Shlomo asked, I could have given a much better answer. I would have given a much better answer. The answer I would have given is, no, but it's a practical answer. Because it's very normal for an animal to lay eggs. And it's very normal for it to milk an animal. It's not normal for the blood to leave. I would have given that answer. It's such a strange answer. Exactly. Right, exactly. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered, no, Dam is different. Because Dam, you can't live without it. So therefore, by removing it, you're sort of, whatever, you bring over Me'ila. But milk and eggs, not true. So 1 minute. Masa from Masharshia. What about this one? Hazevel va'peresh. What's peresh? Zevel is excrement. And what's peresh? What? What's that? What's Zevel? Same thing. Okay. So basically, it's fertilizer, right? So what is the Brisa says? Where are we? That's not a Brisa, it's a Mishnah. No, it's a Mishnah. It's a Brisa, I'm sorry. It's a Brisa. Zebel v'haperesh. Zebel and Peresh. Shabachotzer. That wind up in the courtyard. I guess there was somebody that cleaned that up. Who's doing that job? Right? So there was a Zebel and Peresh in the courtyard. What's the halacha about them? You think it's just singing, playing musical instruments all day? So you're walking by and you notice this pile. Ooh. I can tell. So, Taka, Einenin, Yidala Nefana, but below, Yidala Nefana for me. But below all of them, there's no Mila. Right? The Yiplu Dameha Lelishka. If you did sell it, the money goes back to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Right? Amai. Why is that true? Right? Amai. Why is that true? Why isn't there Mila? Hachanami, Lo Makayim, below Peresh. Here also, you can't live without it. That's a big assumption. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Lo Makayma below Perish, Shelo Yehei Ktatz Perish Bimeyeha. It's impossible for the animal not to have a little bit of this still inside him. Ukigufahu, it's like his guf, u Vilimal Bey, and it should be over Me'ila. It's no different than Dam. Why is it? But the Brisa treats it different. So Amri, the answer is, my area, what kind of comparison is that? Hadain Peresh Dimin Alma Ka'asila. Where does the excrement come from? It comes from somewhere, it comes from the food. It's a constantly changing cycle. You eat, it passes. It eats, it passes. Adal Hai Asiya Kwini. Right? This one goes away, new comes in. Lafuke Dami Gufa. Dam is completely different. There's no dam doesn't enter the body. It's always there. Now you're removing it, you're over Me'ila. Perish? It's all perish, it's constantly in flux, it's fungible, it's constantly in flux. As Rashi says, lo dummy, you can't compare. Dema le parsha, the perish, me'alma asila. Where does perish come from? Both in the world. Le behema, machmas, michael, shalchulim, whatever it eats. Afilu azal megufa legamri, even if it all went out, asiyachrina, more will come, kishachoze v'teachel. What it eats more. The more it eats, the more it's going to pass. V'laf kagufit dam. V'laf kagufit dam. It's not like part of the body. Hilkach ein molim bo. Dam. Where does dam come into the body? Never does. Hakatani, therefore, back in the Gemara, lo nen v'lo molim. Therefore, there's no me'ilah by perish. V'dama lelishka. Okay, so that's the end of the story. That's why dam is different. Dam is different because it never leaves. And it's not normal for it to leave. Milk and eggs are normal, or it does, the body doesn't need them. And peresh comes from somewhere else. Okay, that's why those things are all different. The dam of a lishka, and what we said that if you do sell it, the money has to go to the lishka. The sayle of the lazar that supports the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. The Amar said, "Kol makom shabu chachamim kadosh ve'eno kadosh." Whenever you have this quasi kedusha, not allowed to do it, but if you do, you're over. Yes, no. Dama v'yipolishka. The money has to go back to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, now we just did this Mishnah. Chala of HaMukdashim, the milk of Kachim. Ubeitei Torin, or the eggs of Kaddish birds. Lo nanin v'lo molin. You're not allowed to use them, but there is no Me'ila. Medivam Amurim, when's that true? Kachim is Be'ach. It's only if it's Kachim is Be'ach. Abel Kachim Berek Habayis. But if it's Kachim Berek Habayis, Kachim Berek Habayis, Hiktish Tarnagoles. If you're makdish a chicken, moal in ba, u bibet sasa, and the eggs too, chamora, if you donate a donkey to the Beit HaMikdash, the B'dat can pick a trained animal to highlight this. Moal in ba, u b'chalava. Then you are over Me'ila on the milk. Why? Because the only reason, by a carbon, I'm not over. Why am I not over? Because by a carbon, it's not necessary, the body doesn't need it, and it's not part of the carbon. Therefore, there's no Me'ila. That's what we explained. But now I'm donating the donkey. What's the Beit HaMikdash going to do with that donkey? Whatever they want. They can sell the milk to a guy. They could sell it. They can work it. Whatever they want. So I don't have any right to take that milk. I have no right at all. Right? I donated a chicken. So I would donate a chicken. One of three reasons. Either going to eat it as food. Maybe they'll use it to produce more chickens. To use the eggs. Whatever they want to do over there. So of course I can't use it now, the egg. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Ella, right? Legabe mitzvah, when I donate something as a carbon, ki akdeshe, when I makdesh it, kedushas damim, right? It's a strange thing. A makdesh a bird, I'm not sure what this means. A makdesh a bird as a carbon, right? Kedushas damim, to sell it. In other words, I think this means a makdesh an animal that could be a carbon, not a donkey. Donkey can't be a carbon. A makdish a regular tor, b'nei yona, that could be a carbon, but a makdish it as a donation. Right, remember we said you're not supposed to do that? A makdish it as a donation. What would be the din? Lo ispe me'ila. There would be no me'ila. It's a deal. You want to tell, would there be no me'ila? Would that be true? Right, so maybe I'm not going to be over Me'ilah. I donated something that should be a carbon where there would be no Me'ilah, but I donated to Bedek HaBayit where there is Me'ilah. I know, you're not supposed to do it for the word. So maybe, says the Gemara, would I be over Me'ilah or not? I think that's what the Gemara is hacking with. Right, so Amar of Papa, is that possible? Why should that be? So Amar of Papa, Chasur Me'achzor V'achi Ketani. It must be that this word is missing in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah should add the following words. B'medem Amar Murim. When is it true that there is no me'ila by milk and eggs? Kishahikdish, kedushas haguf, lagabe mizbeach. That's true if you makdish the guf for the mizbeach. Avol hikdisho, kedushas damim. But if I makdish just the value, the animal value, the money, lagabe mizbeach. In other words, what does that mean? I makdish the money, the value. I have a chicken for $5. I makdish the value of this chicken as a carbon. Is that what it means? Nase kimisha hektisho berek habayis. Obviously, that is as if it's berek habayis. And therefore, hektish tarnagoles molen ba ubebeitasa. You will definitely be over me'ila on the eggs, because it has the status of berek habayis. Chamora, and if you do that same thing with a donkey, molen ba ubechalava. You will be over me'ila on the milk. Okay? We'll stop here. And we will pick up tomorrow. I would do the Mishnah now, but it's like half the Amud Aleph. So. Exactly. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbat.